to be a woman and proud to be so. Glad that I've learned what I've needed to know, but I always come home to the rooms my mother made. Don't be afraid to look behind you and take what's worth taking. Don't be afraid to look behind you and take what's worth taking. Leave what needs leaving behind. Now when I stand up, I can stand up strong. I can burn like a coal, I can say what I mean. Cradle my lover's head like a treasure. Whisper something fearlessly tender. I always come home. Always come home. Always come home to the rooms my mother made.
That is Carrie Newcomer. And I see Kay and David in Dallas. We're going to have them join us in our next hour. You're going to get a chance to hear all about the Future Roots annual concert that will be at the Homewood Brushton and YMCA, presented by our friends at the YMCA Lighthouse Project. We'll be talking about that in our next hour. We've been talking about Mother's Day a little bit. And I wanted to share. Aline is in Maine, and she said, my mom's wise sayings included, don't count your chickens before they're hatched. Indeed, that was one I used to hear a lot, too. So have a few moments if you want to pass along a greeting to your mom or tell us about something your mom frequently said. 412-200-5975.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, and Ty Trosky. And in just a moment, Dallas Chapman, David Shoemaker, and Kay Bay. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM. Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, KRDP, Phoenix, and slbradio.org/radio.
Early in the morning when you open up your eyes, you can smell the coffee perking and the egg your mother fries. Lying in your bed, you start to feel blue when you think of all the things that you really want to do. You want to play baseball, you want to ride your bike, you want to read a comic book, you want to take a hike. No, you don't. There's something else to do. Dress yourself and have your breakfast. You got to go to school. If just this once, you didn't have to go. But if you ask, they'll just say,
no!
If you only think a moment, there's something you can do. There must be 50 ways to fool your mother.
50 ways to fool your mother!
Well, it's really rather simple if you only stop and think. You could tell her you got sick last night, threw up in the sink. Say you got the measles, say you got the mumps. Tell her that you're too depressed, wait on in the dumps. Tell her you're not you, there's a Martian in your place. You're really on a rocket ship somewhere in outer space. You got to use your head, I'm sure you'll find a way. There must be 50 ways to fool your mother.
50 ways to fool your mother.
You can tell her that your teacher said you've done so well. You don't have to go to school today, you could rest a spell. Tell her that a tidal wave is coming to your town. If you try to get to school, you just might drown. Say a herd of elephants is running through the streets. Your shoes have shrunk, they won't fit on your feet. Say your school was zapped into hyperspace. There must be 50 ways to fool your mother.
50 ways to fool your mother.
That you're turtle sick, you gotta stay at home. You're waiting for the president to call you on the phone. Say you're sore and icky, there's a pounding in your head. Your legs won't move, you can't get out of bed. Tell her that you won't get up, you know it's just a dream. You know your real mother would never act so mean. Put some powder on your face until it's really white.
Heat up the thermometer over the light.
Get some iodine and put some spots upon your face. There must be 50 ways to fool your mother.
50 ways to fool your mother. Oh, yeah!
So your mother finally buys it. She says, okay, but if you're so sick, you can't go out to play. You gotta stay at home. You got to get some rest. I could help you with your homework. You could study for your test. Maybe by tomorrow you'll feel okay. I'm really very sorry that you're sick on Saturday. Saturday! I thought it was Friday! Your mother smiles sweetly as she gets up to leave. You should have known the mother's got something up her sleeve. There must be some way out of this. Something you can do. Are there 50 more ways to fool your mother?
50 ways to fool your mother!
I wanna know the
50 ways to fool your mother!
You gotta show the
50 ways to fool your mother!
Give it up! Hey, Mom, is it nice outside? I'm feeling a lot better now. Really.
That is Bill Harley with 50 Ways to Fool Your Mother, the name of the song.
For you, Mom, please don't be mad at me. Right on up. One, two, three, one, two, three.
This is Richie Cole playing live on the Saturday Light Brigade. What a morning that was to have Richie in the studio with us. That goes back to October 15th, 2016. We're going to listen to this for a few moments. Then Dallas Chapman, Kay Bay, and David Shoemaker are going to join us. We are going to be talking about a special festival of sorts that's coming up called the Future Roots Annual Concert. It's at the Homewood Brushton Y, May 18th from 4 until 8 o'clock. We'll sample some music together, too. It's all right around the corner on this morning's program.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
thank you for being here along with us today. You picked a great day to tune in. I hope you always feel that way. But the reason I said that just now is we have three gentlemen with us today, and we are going to be talking about the Future Roots concert at the Homewood Brushton, Hawaii. It's a Remake Learning Days event taking place on May 18th, coming up between 4 and 8 o'clock. And what we're going to do is meet everybody's here, and we'll talk a little bit about what happens at the Lighthouse Project, and then even more so about what's going to be happening on Thursday. And since Kay Bay has been at the Lighthouse Project for the longest, I'm going to start with you and let you just introduce yourself, talk a little bit about what you do over at the Lighthouse Project.
Oh, thank you very much. My name is Kay Bay. I'm the senior program. I'm senior program director at the Lighthouse Project. I've been with the program for a little over 13 years. I worked with our last director, JB, pretty much from the time that he started with the program. And I've been really excited to take over and like help us move to a new direction. The Lighthouse is an arts after school program that focuses on helping youth express themselves through visual arts, audio arts, creative writing, world building, and gaming. So like we kind of get into a little bit of everything. My background is in graphic design and youth education. I started as a visual arts teacher, and it's been a blast just working with students like Dallas and a lot of our other youth and watching them grow and develop into amazing people.
Some folks might not realize why it's important to have arts activities and kind of a home away from home, a place where you can be yourself. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, of course, of course. I mean, what's very important when it comes to youth development is finding your voice, because that's something that we as adults struggle with, and finding ways to express your voice. I think one of the things that has suffered in our school systems is the lack of art and the lack of art for kids in, let's just say, rougher neighborhoods. And art is a therapy tool. It can be used to help you cope with stressful situations. It can be used to help you process. And I think that it's very important that we teach our youth these skills so that they are equipped to deal with the stresses in life.
Yeah, and the skills last an entire lifetime, too. You call on them, develop them, continue to hone them. Sometimes you need a little help and encouragement to get started, but once you get started, you're able to do that, and then you can also encourage others and pass it forward. So
we've seen a lot of that at the Lighthouse. Like a lot of our students move on to continue to do music. We have students who have actually become youth educators, currently working with us in our program. We have students who are out there creating movements, preaching what they believe, and inspiring change. And it's just exciting to see this growth. And I think it's important because, like you said, this kind of training, these kind of skills last a lifetime.
That's the voice of Kay Bay. And let's hear from Dallas next, just to get a chance to meet you, since we're just going to kind of go down the line from right to left. Dallas, tell me a bit about yourself.
Hey, I'm Dallas, and I've been going to Lighthouse for like 2-3 years, right? And I've been making music for a while, since I was like 13, but I wasn't really that good at it. Then when I came to Lighthouse, I got a little help from everybody, and they taught me a couple things, and I grew up from that, like, and I made it to a good level, because now what I'm at, making it figured it out, and as much as you need, and all these beats, it's just great, you know.
How old are you?
I'm 16 right now.
And what grade are you finishing up?
10th.
That's at Pittsburgh Westinghouse.
Right.
What do you think, if Lighthouse wasn't around, would you have had a chance to hone any of these skills, or?
Probably it would be a lot more of a struggle, you know, because I wouldn't really pick up on what's going on around me.
Yeah, you need mentors around you to try to do things. What got you interested in music to begin with? You said this started when you were about 13 or mm-hmm. so.
Well, I used to grow up in an old school household, so, you know, listen to Michael Jackson and the Staley Brothers and stuff like that, and that would be a good help for me, because I used to live with my granddad, and, you know, he would play all those songs, and I would just be in love with it, you know. So I just liked the groove of the songs, and I would just do it.
So you got that. Do you still see him? Is he still in your life? It'd be great. He's got to be really proud of what you're doing.
Yeah, I tell him all about it.
Fantastic. Anybody you want to acknowledge or say hello to that will hear you either now or later when this is available as a podcast?
I want to say thank you for all that is listening right now, and thank you to Amos, Shu, Kay, Inez, my family. You know, thank you for a lot, you know.
Fantastic. And you're going to hear more from Dallas Chapman in a moment. He's brought a couple numbers down to share with you. Now we have Shu, David Shoemaker. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Hey, my name is David Shoemaker. I go by DJ Shu, and I'm the lead teaching artist for audio arts at YMCA Lighthouse Project. I've been there since 2018, and I teach DJing, beat making, and recording.
Are you able to do the turntable stuff, the turntable stuff?
A little bit, a little bit. I started DJing on a controller, so it's a little bit different, but the foundational skills are still there for sure.
Amos was here years ago as a vinyl turntablist doing some stuff with us, and he was just amazing. I don't know if you've seen him do
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Amos is – he's a really talented turntablist.
He sure is. He could – what I like about him, and actually this is true of everybody I've ever met associated with Lighthouse, is people will meet you at whatever – level you wish to be met at. You could have never known how to do any of the things you're learning how to do, or you could have some skills that you want to sharpen and make better. It's just about being with one another, getting comfortable and doing things. What are some of the things you learned, Dallas? You probably came with some knowledge already, given the music you grew up with, but what are some of the things folks taught you?
Well, recently I went through this Tough Sound apprentice program with Amos and Herman, and they taught me all these EQs and stuff like that, and like stuff that you can make the sound of the music sound great. And also what I've mainly learned is like chords and how to, you know, put them together with the piano and stuff.
Yeah, it makes you look at it differently, I would imagine, as you compose. Mm-hmm. You have a few songs to share with us. Do you want to do one now? Do you feel good about it?
Let's do as much as you need.
Yeah. Okay, so you'll hear it here. So folks know, this is Dallas Chapman, who is a student at Pittsburgh Westinghouse, Pittsburgh Public Schools, the Bulldogs. We had a lot of Bulldogs here yesterday. Anything you need to tell us about the song, when you wrote it, or anything to set it up?
It was a lot writing it, because this is a 4-minute song, but we shortened it out. And, like, Amos and Shu had to help me with, like, the couple last verses. So, yeah.
Okay, well, here we go. This is Dallas Chapman.
Lately, you've been acting crazy. You made me think that you hate me. Just wanted to hold you tight like a baby. My mind is so messed up and I ain't changing. Lately, you been acting crazy and I ain't gonna lie, you really got us debating. Just wanted to hold you tight like a baby. You're on my mind daily, so stay in my life. Oh baby, just please, you're the only one that I want and need. They gon' hate me, follow my lead. I'ma give you anything as much as you need. 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 And when you find someone, I hope he treats you better. In times when I was there, the love I had was fair. Don't give up, baby, I'm here. No reason for you to fear. Cause it's alright, baby, it's alright. I'm looking back to the day when I met you. Me and you, we were so excited. Kinda clueless, you was taken, I was single. Got right with you, 2 weeks we was talking. Prayed to God that I have you forever. Not everybody wanted me and you together. I can feel it in my mind, it was always hating. When I turned around, you was always on my side. Sometimes you switched, that really hurt me, I ain't lying. I gotta get up, I told you, baby, I ain't falling. Thinking about you, baby, they don't got a clue. Wanna sing with love, let her, I love you. Take your time, baby, don't worry, it's cool. Even superheroes have bad days too. Whatever's weighing you down, I can carry it too. Would never be a day I could give up on you. Lately, you've been acting crazy. You make me think that you hate me. Just wanted to hold you tight like a baby. My mind is so messed up and I ain't changing. Lately, you've been acting crazy. And I ain't gonna lie, you really got us debating. Just wanted to hold you tight like a baby. You're on my mind daily, so stay in my life. Oh baby, just please, you're the only one that I want and need. Follow my lead. I'ma give you anything as much as you need. As much as you need. As much as you need. As much as you need.
Wow. That, a little applause for you.
Thank you.
That was unbelievable. Have you sung that in this kind of circumstance before live, in front of a radio audience? I'm guessing not.
But radio, no.
Man, you sounded great. And forgive me for saying this, but I feel like I have to. You did not have the lyrics in front of you; those were all in your head,
right.
And. Even though I know you wrote it, that's still – it's a complicated lyric hold by. When did you write that?
Last year in August. And I actually performed that in the Carnegie
Museum of Art.
Yeah, that. And I kind of forgot the words because I literally wrote it that week.
Yeah.
But then I like kept practicing and practicing. Then I performed it again. And then I got it right.
You know? Yeah, you have a really good voice.
Thank you.
How did you develop your singing voice?
Mainly just like Inez. She like taught us like how to vocal breath. You know, like how to keep your diaphragm and holding. Like she kind of taught us a lot about like keeping your vocals and stuff. Like
that's fantastic. It really shows, mm-hmm. And your tone is great, and I did notice your phrasing. I'm not here to like judge or analyze mm-hmm. or anything, except you're good, and mm-hmm. you are a natural talent at this. You guys look like you might want to jump in and say something. Shoot.
Oh, I mean, that was the best performance I've heard you do of that song, and your breath control has really improved over the past year. I was so taken back by how effortless you sounded throughout that whole song. That was a great performance, Dallas.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to acknowledge, like, Dallas, you have come so far.
Thank you.
I remember when you performed this at the Carnegie, and mm-hmm. to hear you perform it now with so much confidence, knowing your words, knowing that you have a good song,
yeah.
And putting it out there. Like that was amazing.
Yeah. I also just want to say that you can find that song on all streaming platforms.
Right.
Dallas actually like self-released like a debut album. If, mm-hmm. Like, if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, that album has that song featured on the fourth song. And it's called Better Days by Dallas Chapman on all platforms. And it was just like, just for me to share my feelings to the world so that they can understand how I feel.
Well, it's beautifully done. And we're going to have you sing another one mm-hmm. in a second. That one went so well. But let's talk about the festival that's coming up. I've got the website up here. It starts at 5 o'clock on May 18th. And Kay, since we've got an expert here to talk about it, tell us what folks are going to see when this all happens.
So our Future Roots, this is going to be our second or third one?
Second
one. Yeah, so this is our second annual Future Roots concert. It's an outdoor festival to celebrate all of the work that we've done at Lighthouse, but also celebrate our community. The special thing about this year is we are opening up our Homewood Brushton Youth Learning Center, which is a new digital inclusion space in the Homewood Y, financed by Verizon and the Neighborhood Allies. And this is a chance for us to show the community all the cool things that they're going to be able to do at the Homewood Y and introduce them to some of the programming. So if you come in a little bit, early at 4, which I definitely recommend you should do, because there's going to be music, activities, and I'm saying it on the radio so it's official, there's going to be some free food. Our chef is going to be making a jerk plate, and there's also going to be jerk chicken, beans and rice, and then also Sandy Boo's Delights is going to be providing free ices for our guests. So please come early because supplies will be limited. It will be first come, first serve. So you're going to get some free food. You're going to get some music. You'll get a tour of our facility to actually see the space. The walls are covered in youth artwork. You'll get a chance to see one of our big projects that we just finished, which is called Walk a Mile in My Shoes, where students created rotoscoping animation, did beat making and poetry, and combined it into a video presentation. So we're going to be showcasing that. There's a lot going on the 18th. We really want you guys to come down and check us out.
The Homewood Brushton Y is at 7140 Bennett Street in Pittsburgh. And I hope as you listen, that you won't think of this as a closed event. It's really important for you to get out and meet your neighbors and get a chance to understand the beautiful things that are happening in Homewood and throughout neighborhoods that you maybe have not been to before. I've been out to Lighthouse a number of times. The Homewood Brush and Y is such, I mean, you go in there and all sorts of things are happening. You might see adults meeting about a community effort. There might be a basketball game going on. There might be audio engineering or photography. It's everything.
Yeah, if you haven't stopped by the Homewood Y, I definitely recommend come seeing us. We have a gym. We have a gym facility. We have a studio. We have a community studio. So if you would like to rent studio time, check out our website. Look for Lighthouse, and then you can find booking information there. We had the new digital inclusion space. There's a lot going on at the Homewood Y, and all are welcome. We live by the mantra that the YMCA is for all, and our Y specifically is for all. This is a way for you to learn about our community. So if you're across town on the north side or North Allegheny, wherever you're at, or even in Brentwood, we want you to come down, see our space, see what we have. You're welcome to join us and celebrate with us, because we're going to celebrate you and our community.
And one reason Remake Learning Days is going on, this is a Remake Learning Days event. And mm-hmm. as you might know, as you listen, there are hundreds of Remake Learning Days events taking place. If you're just tuning in, Kate Bay was the voice you just heard from the YMCA Lighthouse Project. David Shoemaker is here, as well as Dallas Chapman, who's going to do another song, Our Time's Flying By. Shu, is there more you'd like to add about this Thursday or about activities at the Lighthouse in general?
We're going to be doing, we're going to have our summer club starting in July. So this is sort of a smaller scale version of what we do during the school year. And so Mondays and Wednesdays starting in July, we'll figure out the time slot still, but you'll be able to do visual arts or audio arts depending on the day. And it's, I think coming in the summer is a great way for young people and high schoolers to it's a great entry into Lighthouse Project and to see what the culture is like, to see what the space is like, to make some new friends, and to start to experiment with the different art forms that we do and try out stuff and see what you like, see what you think you're good at, and just have fun.
Ricky Johnson of Highland Park is listening and just sent a note. Fantastic man, great, or fantastic man, great singing tone, complimenting you. And I just I just missed that a second ago. I'm really proud of you for doing this today. Will you come back as you continue to do more? Yes. I hope you will.
Yes.
And JB and I are old friends, and I'm happy to meet you because we'd love to do any and all collaboration with our activities here, too. We can talk more about that off the air. You were going to add something, please.
Oh, I just want to just give one more little shout out. Today is Healthy Kids Day, and so we're going to be down at the Highmark Stadium for the Riverhounds game. So we're going to be tailgating at the Highmark Stadium today. You can come see us from 5 to 7. You can try our digital face painting and just learn a little bit more about the YMCA.
So if you have face painting, do I have to bring a digital face?
No. You bring your face. We'll supply the digital, and yeah, you'll get a chance to get like face paint of actual artwork by Homewood YMCA students.
Oh wow!
So yeah, you'll get a chance to check that out. And if you have questions or want to learn more about the Homewood YMCA or about the Lighthouse Project, you can. I'll be there. You can ask me there.
Excellent. So you can have an actual artwork kind of put on your face, just mm-hmm. like you might on a cake or something. Mm-hmm. What a great idea. It's a fantastic idea. Dallas, you ready to do one more here?
Yeah, this is a hip-hop, not drill, but like it's a drill. And it's like Jersey Club beat. So, like, yeah, it's going to sound exciting.
Okay, and can you explain what a drill is for people that don't know?
Okay, so drill is like, from people like from the UK or whatever, or like Sleepy Hollow or Chef G, because I know them two are like big, or Pop Smoke. I know y'all probably heard of him. So it's like, and it just like, it's just a lot.
Cool. I'm going to let you sing us out. So I'm going to thank the three of you for being here from the YMCA Lighthouse Project, David Shoemaker, Kate Bay, and we're about to hear from Dallas Chapman. Look for the Future Roots annual concert, second annual this year. It's going to be taking place Thursday night at the Homewood Brushton Y. And you feeling ready here?
Yep.
Okay, we'll get your music up here again. Remember the name, Dallas Chapman.
I'm not just anybody, I know you heard about me. Stay in the PA, almost had me a lady. They always paying me no mind. Leaving the nice guy, trying to say bye-bye. These boys be out here trying to show off their guns. I stay to myself, they know I'm not the one. Keep it distance, they ain't doing this for fun. Wanted to do a chat, but I ain't trying to run. So stay away from me, it might shoot me crazy. They be acting baby, might become an actor, cause y'all like to play me. This is not a movie, but y'all about to see me playing in a movie. I'm not just anybody, I know you heard about me. Stay in the PA, almost had me a lady. They always playing, paying me no mind. Leaving the nice guy, trying to say bye-bye. These boys be out here trying to show off their guns. I stay to myself, they know I'm not the one. Keep it distance, they ain't doing this for fun. Wanted to do a chat, but I ain't tryna run.
That's Dallas Chapman. Dallas, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
Here's you. Here's hoping we'll, a little applause for Dallas. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Dallas Chapman, David Shoemaker, K-Bay, Ricky Berger, Chad Green, and in just a second, Evan Wood from Mount Lebanon Montessori School is going to talk about his entry in the Carnegie Science Center Pittsburgh Regional Science and Engineering Fair. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade from SLB Radio Productions.
Come tumbling down, Joshua, for the Battle of Jericho. You not white, black, and brown. We gotta fight collides like David Bowling. If we will, but make the right choice. If we will, but make her our voice. Cause we're on the move now, not about to turn around. We're on the move now, we're standing on ground. How long?
How long?
How long?
How long?
Oh, your street be marching on. Cause we're on the move now, not about to turn around.
Oh, boy.
But if you haven't loved, then your blood was spilled in vain. All I got is my sweet love, that's why I'm out in rain. Raining darkness, can I put our dog dance? Only I can do that, oh yes.
We're on the move now, we're not about to turn around. We're on the move now, we're standing on ground.
How long?
How long?
Oh, it's truth been marching on. We're on the move now, not about to turn around. Satisfy and participate in the beauty of diversity. Let those on the outskirts of hope come to the metropolis of skirt. Let just roll down like a mighty stream. Resurrect our American dream. Cause
we're on the move now, we're not about to turn around. We're on the move now, we're standing on ground.
Hello,
hello,
hello. Oh, you sweet thing, Margie, hello,
hello,
hello. Oh, you sweet thing, Margie, hello,
hello,
hello. Oh, you sweet thing, Margie, hello.
That was the group known as Folk Faces, recorded live in our studios. We're on the move now, the name of the song. And that was from May, how about that? Just about a year ago, May, or not a year, 5 years ago, May 12th, 2018, when they were here in our studios. We are going to turn to science and talk with Evan Wood about his entry in the Carnegie Science Center Pittsburgh Regional Science and Engineering Fair. Evan will be with us in just a few moments. Thanks for the kind words you had about Dallas Chapman. Didn't he do a great job? You'll get a moment to meet Evan in just a moment. This is the Youth Express segment of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Well, we are getting ready to talk to Evan Wood. And in fact, instead of getting ready to talk to Evan, let's just begin talking with Evan. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good this morning.
Good. How old are you?
I'm 12 and in sixth grade.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Mount Lebanon Montessori School and Academy.
And you're here in part because of your entry in the Pittsburgh Regional Science and Engineering Fair. Did you end up winning a division? I don't know all
yes,
the details.
I won third place in my division.
Congratulations. Tell me about your project.
I did my project on Legos because I play with them a lot, but... And I've noticed that the brown ones broke more often than other colors while I was playing with them. And my brown ones were, like, constantly breaking. So I wanted to do my science fair project to figure out if it was really the brown ones that broke more often or just something.
That's fascinating. So I'm trying – it's been a while since I've played with Legos. Mine were mostly white, red, gray, blue, yellow – but I don't remember brown as a color. There probably are lots of new colors.
There are a lot more colors now.
And how did... So you would just notice that in the various kits you had, the brown ones would crack more often or would seem to?
While you try to take them apart, just they're always snapping and breaking.
So did you have a hypothesis?
I thought that it was the pigments that were making them break more. The color that makes them brown. I'd heard that on, like, YouTube and places.
That's fascinating to think of that. So how did you explore or design your experiments? What did you do?
So for my experiment, I took a weight and I clamped a plate upside down on a table with half of it hanging off. And then I would drop the weight from about a foot above the plate and a maximum of 10 times and see if it broke. And if it did break, I would record how many drops it took to break. If it didn't, I would measure the degree that it was bent with a protractor, and then I would record all of that data.
Wow. Okay, I want to make sure I'm visualizing this. This is really cool. So your test object, would it be... like a lengthy Lego or...
I tested a couple different sizes. I tested 1x4 plates, which is 1x4 studs, which is probably like 1.5 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tested 2x4s, 1x6s, 2x6s, and then 1x8s and 2x8s.
Wow. And when you say plate, these are the Lego pieces. They're called plates.
Like three Lego plates stacked on top of each other is equal to one Lego brick. So
I remember these now. Got it. It has been a while for me. So you'd put the plate. Did you suspend it? Did you say or?
So I clamped it onto a table.
Oh, okay.
Upside down with the studs facing the table and the anti-studs facing up.
That's really smart. Okay, and you clamping it against the table is really important because that keeps the Lego from moving or shifting. Did it take you a while to figure out that you had to control the environment of the Legos
way? My first procedure that I came up with was to make it more like how I actually break my Legos with the brick separator piece, where I would attach a plate to a Lego base plate, and then I would attach my brick separator piece, and then I would drop the weight on the brick separator piece, but that was not breaking the plates, so I had to come up with a different procedure.
So how many trials did you – so you had to do this not only for these different sizes, but I guess across many different colors?
Yes. I also tested used plates that I got from the Steel City Lego user group as a donation and from Lego themselves. So I tested – I think yellow, green, blue, red, and brown plates. I tested three of each size and three for each size for log and three for each size for Lego.
Wow.
And I'm thinking that it came out to 60 different trials. And if I drop the weight around 10 times for each, some of them broke, I dropped the weight around like 500 times.
500 times? And what did your findings show?
I found that the brown definitely was the weakest, weaker in lug than Lego because it had been played with more and used more. And then second was red, and yellow and blue were pretty high in both. And green was in the middle. But
did you share your findings with Lego or... because I would want to know if I were Lego.
I shared them with the Steel City Lego user group, the same person who helped donate the parts so they could see what I did with them. But
interesting.
I did send letters to some of Lego's headquarters around the country and in Denmark inquiring about the problem before I started. And they said that there was a problem with the brown, and they knew that, and they were trying to fix it.
How interesting. I'll bet you the formula for what goes into a brown Lego is probably confidential, I would think. Did you try to find out anything about that?
No, but Legos are made with ABS plastic, though I also tried to 3D print some Legos, and it's a lot harder to 3D print Legos than you would think.
What makes it so hard?
First, the nozzle kept getting clogged, and at one point it actually picked up the plate that I was trying to print because it got so hot. And it would either mess up because it was too small, and they would never actually lock in with the other plates. And, I tried for months to print them. And in the end, I only tested three. I tested two. Black ones that I printed with PLA plastic, and they both broke on the first try. But I did not compare those to my other plates for my project because there wasn't enough data.
What a great idea. Did you graph some of these things or make tables?
I had a lot of charts on my presentation board, and I took all my data and made tables with it.
That's amazing. Do you think you're going to continue this research?
I definitely want to go to the science fair next year and do it again. And I may do a continuation project or another project.
What do you – it clearly you like doing this sort of stuff, I think. What do you like about it, and why do you think it's important to study things and learn about how they work?
I think it would be useful to study how Legos break to, like, help Lego make their plates better so they don't break as often anymore. And if your plates do break, Lego has a place on their website where you can tell them which plate broke, and they will send you a new one for free, which is really good.
That's awfully nice. What other kinds of things do you like to do in addition to this? Do you have anything you like doing outside or subjects that you're enjoying in school?
My favorite subject in school is math.
And what are you doing? Let's see, you're 12, so you're, is it 7th grade this year or 6th?
I'm in 6th grade.
6th. That would be where I was. So are you doing like pre-algebra?
Yeah, I'm doing pre-algebra.
How are you doing with it?
It's pretty fun. I haven't started adding numbers to the letters yet, but I'm learning how to like combine like terms and solve it so it's just into a smaller problem. And then eventually my teacher, Mr. Brown, will put letters in. We'll assign the letters to numbers, and then I can solve those problems.
Those are a lot of fun. They're like puzzles to do. Any other things you enjoy doing?
My second favorite subject will probably be history. We're studying World War II right now.
Very cool. That's one that I didn't like as much. What do you like about history?
It's just interesting to learn about ancient cultures and how they worked, and like, there's a lot of interesting things that happened, like ancient Greece and Rome.
That's good that you're learning about those things. Have you thought at all about what you might like to do when you're older?
Yes. I'd either like to be a lawyer or a private investigator.
Interesting. I mean, this makes sense to me, even though I haven't known you for a very long time. Also, matters not whether it makes sense to be or not. This is your life. But because you would have to be good at observing things, to recognize the brown Lego issue, and lawyers and private detectives would really need to know how to do that. Have you ever met somebody with one of those jobs?
No, but my teachers, both of his parents were lawyers.
So that gives you your teacher would have a good understanding of that,
probably.
Speaking of teachers, is there anybody else you'd like to acknowledge, whether it be family members or teachers that helped you with the science project? You mentioned Mr. Brown, your math teacher.
Well, he's my all subjects teacher, but my mom helped me a really lot with my project, and the employees at the Fab Lab at the Carnegie Science Center helped me a really lot, helped me learn how to 3D print and use the software.
That's excellent. I'm trying to, as a private detective, I watch some of those. I don't know if you've watched shows with private detectives or played any games with private detectives. It's always fascinating to me how they solve things by being very observant. If you were a lawyer, do you know what you would do as a lawyer or the kind of client you would want to help?
I wanted to be a corporate lawyer for Lego because another thing I wanted to do was work for Lego. And I thought it'd be fun so I could do both. I could be a lawyer and work for Lego if I was a corporate lawyer for Lego.
Very cool. And what does a corporate lawyer for Lego do, do you think?
I don't know this for sure, but I think they'd probably like help write the disclaimers on the boxes and sue other companies.
I think you're right. They probably look for people stealing their technology or designs, right? They probably write do not put in your mouth or caution contains small parts.
3+.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll bet you they do things like protect the formulas. Whatever pigments get used to make those colors are probably really important. I think you've got good insight into what that might be like.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, I know school is probably ending in about a month.
My school ends on the 25th.
Of this month?
Yeah.
Good for you. Before Memorial Day. Do you have any plans for the summer?
I know I'm going on vacation to, I think it was Maryland that we're going to.
Excellent. Do you miss school when it's out? I mean, it's probably nice to get away, but it seems to me like you really like learning.
Yeah, this year I'm graduating my school that I started in third grade, so I'll probably miss school a little bit, but...
Where will you go next year?
Next year I'm going to Young Scholars in Baldwin.
I know that school. It's a great school. Well, it's really been nice to talk with you. This is Evan Wood, and we've been talking about his Pittsburgh Regional Science and Engineering Fair project that statistically showed that brown Legos are more likely to break than other colors in the Lego family, enough so that Lego indicates it's a known issue. Is that maybe the way they put it? They wouldn't say it's a defect or a flaw. It's an issue.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say? It's been really great talking to you.
The science fair overall's event was a really fun place to go.
Yeah, I have a question for you. Did you see an exhibit or two that really amazed you when you did you get a chance to see other exhibits?
You mean like the exhibits at the science fair?
Yeah, at the
science center.
Yeah, that other kids worked on at the science fair.
So across from my category, like there's a little walkway between us, but were the they weren't high school, but they were 7th and 8th grade, and some of their projects were really interesting.
Was there one that you remember that you could talk about?
One kid did solar power, something about solar power, and how taking out a certain part of the solar panel would make them a lot more effective and would lower the price a lot, but...
Wow.
He was, like, right across from me, so I got to listen in on some of his interviews. There were some other people, like, down the walkway from me with a giant metal machine that I didn't know what it was, but I didn't get to see what theirs was, because...
Yeah, it's hard if you're representing your own project to take them all in.
They did have a student choice award at the science fair, so you could walk around and look at other kids' projects, and you could choose someone to win.
That's cool.
I chose the person with the solar panels, I think.
Yeah, but I think if they've got a way to make solar panels more effective and less expensive, that seems like a good idea. I really love the project that you described that you did, though, because you observed it. You wanted to confirm a problem, and then try to bring it to the attention of the people who could solve it, which is a very noble thing to do.
Maybe if I continued this project and I did figure out what was in the brown pieces, I could try to find a way to make them not break as easily.
Yeah, I hope they... Well, that's why being, you know, working for Lego makes sense. Hopefully they'll write back and share that with you. They're a good company.
Yeah.
They care about that. Well, thank you. Evan, anything else you wanted to say?
No, I'm good.
Okay. You did a great job. Evan Wood, Mount Lebanon Montessori School, about to be an alumni of that school, and he's talking about his entry in the Carnegie Science Center Pittsburgh Regional Science and Engineering Fair. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Zachary Lee is going to be with us in our next hour. Tim O'Brien next. Tim O'Brien at the Saturday Light Brigade. Coming up in our next hour, we have Zachary Lee with music and conversation. Thank you for being along with us today. It's been lots of fun spending time with you, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, Ty Chorosky, and I see Alexis Bosick out there. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday morning. I said Alexis. Alexa. I'm never going to figure it out. Alexa has probably had that all her life. But I'm gonna remember. You should start calling me Larry's instead of Larry, if that keeps happening. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org.
Dear Mom, do you remember how much I hated canned string beans? I'd sneak them to the puppy or cram them in my jeans. Fill my mouth till you could see. Excuse me, but I have to pee. I thought I got it past you, but I guess you just love me. And you said you hoped that one day I'd grow up to be a mom and have a girl just like me. Same eye, same nose, same mouth. It would serve me right, you would say, and you'd be right on any day. Maybe one day that will happen, do not hold your breath. Dear Mom, do you remember New Year's Eve in 71? The gang would party, then eat breakfast, come home when we're done. We ate real early, 6 a.m. I came home, you were pacing then, imagining the many things that maybe could have happened. At home we didn't eat till late. Surprised me, you thought I was late. I watched the news and now I know why you were worried head to toe. And you said you hoped that one day I'd grow up to be a mom and have a girl just like me. Same eye, same nose, same mouth. It would serve me right, you would say, and you'd be right on any day. Maybe one day that will happen if you wait a long, long time. Dear Mom, you know you're lucky. I didn't even tell you about my week's vacation on the beach of Mexico. It only cost me $7. We camped and hitchhiked in big trucks. There were a couple scary times, but you don't need to know. And you said you hoped that one day I'd grow up to be a mom and have a girl just like me. Same eye, same nose, same mouth. It would serve me right, you would say, and you'd be right on any day. Lots of things I never told you, so you wouldn't have to worry. Dear Mom, well, I've been thinking about the part where I have kids. Would a kid like me be such a curse? You know, she could turn out worse. I see other people's kids all day. We sing and laugh and dance and play. And they go home with other people, and I go home too. I don't know if I'm brave enough to raise a little girl like me. Maybe there's just one of me and one very special you. And you said you hoped that one day I'd grow up to be a mom and have a girl just like me. Same eye, same nose, same mouth. It would serve me right, you would say, and you'd be right on any day. I'm running out of paper, Mom, that's all I have to say.
Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer with the song called Dear Mom. Happy Mother's Day if you're celebrating this weekend. And a quick note, we would love to have you stop by and visit. One of our Remake Learning Days events is taking place today. We have an open house between noon and 2. You are invited to come and tour our studios. There's no charge. You can see our Youth Media Center. Ricky and I will be on hand for that, but also